Ladies and gentlemen, Content Boys are back. We took a week off. You know how it goes. We kind of just relax, hang out, do our thing, and sometimes episodes don't get recorded, you know? And that's just is what it is because we're dropping one this week. So the Content Boys are back. Me, the homie Mikey B.
Hey there. Before we start, because we're going to do a musical episode, let's bring back one of my favorite segments.
All right.
Name those bars.
Name those. Oh, that's been a long time, man.
And our contestant from the beautiful Mundelein, Illinois, Josh Wintest. Welcome back, Josh, to another round of Name Those Bars.
What's poppin'?
I am going to rattle off a bar, and then you'll have to name the song. So if the devil wears Prada and Adam Eve were nada, I'm between, but way more fresher with way less effort. Can you name that song? Would you like a clue?
No, it's a Kanye song for sure.
Yes, sir.
Is that Can't Tell Me Nothing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You are correct. Sound effects inserted. Ring the bell.
Classic. Right when you said that, I was like, I don't need any clues. Like, let me just make sure I know that the right song is, you know, that's exactly what we're both talking about. But way in between, but way more fresher with way less effort. Because when you try hard, it's when you die hard. So, speaking of try hard, we're trying hard to come up with news topics, but we can't do it. So, Mikey B said that we're going to talk about music. So, we're doing this is a two-pack this week. So, we're dropping this quick little touch base about video games, and then we're going to kind of talk about music because we also like to talk about that shit, too. Video game-wise, so if you haven't seen the title of it, it's Out of the Loop. Just because there's stuff going on in the video game world, but... Hot take, we kind of don't really care about it, to be 100% honest with you guys. There's some stuff going on with Epic and Apple, but we're not getting any news announcements out of it, so it's like, I'm iffy. We don't play Fortnite. We don't never played Fortnite Mobile. It's not really like our main cup of tea, but I guess good luck to both parties. Someone's going to have to end up coming on top or... You know, Fortnite's never going to be on the Apple Store, but I don't know if that really matters, but again, out of the loop, don't really care about it. Another quick thing that also happened, Resident Evil dropped, Resident Evil 7. I gave props to them for remaking a game, and it's becoming Game of the Year last year, was it? Something like that. Yeah, I think they re-released a game, and it was nominated for Game of the Year, so I don't know how that fucking happens, but... Big ups to you guys. You dropped a new game, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the internet that I see with some really tall ladies. So, again, out of the loop. Mikey B, if you want to jump in, by all means, like, yeah, there's not a lot about that either. So unfortunately, Resident Evil 7, it's not console boy, not worthy, but, yeah, we like other games, I guess.
Sure. I enjoyed Resident Evil 4 on the GameCube back in the day. That was a fun one.
Yeah, it's like, how many times can you really do a zombie game? You know what I mean? Like, it's all right. Not too crazy. Mm-hmm. Other news, Returnal dropped.
That game I would be interested in playing if I could ever cop a PlayStation 5.
That's the thing. Like, we can't even enjoy this game because we don't have a console or nothing to kind of report this on. So we're out of the loop because we don't have a console yet. But definitely would love to play that. Something that we're still kind of looking forward to that's, sooner than we know it, Mario Golf. I just got a recent update about that. That's dropping next month, so maybe we'll have a
little more. So it's Tony Hawk for the Switch, which I'm excited about.
Tony Hawk for the Switch is dropping soon, too. Toe Jam and Earl dropped some like DLC that it's neither here nor there at the moment. So you were going to say something?
No, that was it. The big Tony Hawk news was the most exciting news of the week. Tony Hawk is dropping, I think, June 25th, which is, I think, the same week, around the same week as Mario Golf. So that's really exciting.
Yeah, man, and Skate City, I saw, is also coming to the Switch also.
Yeah, it dropped this week.
Oh, there you go. Look at that. Bada bing, bada boom. It's already out. I think that's about it for, like, news-wise, man. Like, I don't really think there's much for us to kind of touch on besides that. Like, Game Pass is still doing its own thing. Super Mega Baseball might join the Game Pass, as we kind of talked off mic, you know, Xbox.
Because that EA bought the company that made Super Mega Baseball. But then we talked off, like, hopefully with the possibilities of because Super Mega Baseball is like Arcady, that we're hoping that maybe it could revise the Street franchise within a little MLB streets.
Which is, you know, we all could dream for, because an NBA Street, I feel, would be a killer game right now. So, and like, they're starting to do like nostalgia stuff. Like, everyone's bringing games back, and, you know, Pokemon Snap being one of those, you know what I mean? They made a sequel. So I really hope that there could be a new NBA Street, because I think we have a lot of cool technology for that. Yeah, I think that's about it, man. I'm kind of just trying to see some more stuff. And game delays, obviously, it's something, nothing new to the video game world, but games are getting pushed back again. But, oh, one thing I do want to talk about, it's brief, that I just remember right now. How do you feel about, because what's going on right now, man, I don't know if you saw, but somewhere, I think it was on Reddit, but the community of Titanfall all decided to jump back online to play Titanfall 2.
Oh, and that's cool.
It was
cool.
Like a mass surge of users and players for Titanfall. So I guess how we get, which, awesome, first of all, that the community can get behind it. Second follow-up question, Mikey B, if you could get the community to come back a specific game online, what game would it be?
That's tough, because I'm not much of an online gamer. But...
or if you could like have a community get behind a game that you liked.
Oh, interesting. Like a community get back game that I like that was underappreciated. On the spot, so this is really truly a live podcast as I try to vamp to kind of come up with an answer. So I'm just gonna go, there's so many games on the game. Yes, I do know a game I would like. It's on the GameCube, and like they try to bring it, try to be brought back at one point, kind of like spiritual success, but not really. It was called Internal Darkness.
Nice.
Which is a GameCube game, which was really cool. I think the most memorable part about it is that sometimes when you go to save, there's like about a character who's like losing her mind, and you're traveling through history for some reason, I can't recall, but like it's about like, you know, your sanity and losing your mind and trying to like stay with the grips of reality, even though you're time traveling and stuff, and that might mess with your brain chemicals and stuff. But the cool feature was like sometimes when you save, it would like show an error message and like mess with you and be like, error message, the save cannot be completed. Everything in your memory card has been deleted. Please release your memory card release your memory card and reinsert it and try again. What? And then you would like, so like they would do these like freak out, like, or the game would glitch, or the game would, the game would like almost like it would like pause, and then like, oh, I can't move my character anymore for some reason, and like, what's going on, you're trying to plug in your controller and stuff, or it would like shut off and then turn back on, and like the screen would go black and like, wait, did I hit the play, like the power button by accident or whatever. So it would do all these like trippy things to like immerse yourself into this game.
Oh, that was all part of the game too.
None of this actually really happened. Like, it never deleted your save. It was just like part of the immersion of the game, and it was called Internal Darkness. It came out for the GameCube.
Holy shit, dude, that's nuts.
So that guy, So it was a single player game, so obviously it didn't have like any online focus, but it's definitely a game that is very memorable to me, because that game probably came out 20 years ago, maybe even 25 years ago, and I still haven't played a game that like has done anything like that to really like mess with you, like blend, like with the immersion of, oh, obviously you're playing a game, like, but like any of those like mess with you, like trying to like break reality a little bit and being like, yeah, are you still playing the game, or is this like really happening with like my memory card erasing, or my controller not working, or like my screen shutting off and turning back on? Or they would do like the volume thing on the television, so all of a sudden it would get really loud. So it was really innovative for the time.
Damn, that sounds dope.
Really, really innovative for the time. So yeah, Internal Darkness for the GameCube.
Dang, that sounds tight, man.
How about you? Do you have an answer to your own question?
So I think the answer to my question is, but like also, okay, it's Halo 2, first of all, because I would love those lobbies to fill up and play, but I don't know if it's like popping right now, you know what I mean? Just because, like, Halo, they re-released all the games for the Xbox Game Pass, and, like,
the Master Chief Collection.
How many people are in, you know, Halo 2, so there might be still some players on it, but I would love to see that kind of come back, or if we can get the whole community to come back on Twisted Metal, dude.
Ooh, see, that'd be fun.
I would love that, man. Like, that would make me so happy. That would make me keep the PlayStation or go find a PS3 to play, like, Twisted Metal Black or, like, even some of the first ones, man.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that. That'd be so great.
Good choice.
But yeah, just like seeing that Titanfall stuff, like, really, you know, made me happy that the community was able to kind of like get together and be like, hey, let's just give it one more go. And the numbers increased dramatically. So I remember seeing that online and it made me proud to be a gamer, man. That feels like awesome. Like, we could do these pretty cool things, man.
True.
That's about it for video games, man. Like I said, like, there's just stuff that we just don't, you know, put our focus in, and I mean, it is what it is, man. You can't force me to play the Yakuza. You're not going to force me to play Resident Evil 7, I'll tell you that. But, you know, or you can't make me read legal documents for Apple versus Epic, you know what I mean? So it is what it is, and we'll talk about what we want to talk about. So this is going to be a two-pack episode where what follows is going to be a throwback to All About the Culture. So that's where we're going to cut this bad boy off and move to the next one. Mikey B, let's switch over. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Gaming Console Podcast. Now, if you're not with us on the social game, you're really missing out. On Instagram, follow us at the Gaming Console Podcast. Facebook is the Gaming Console Podcast also. Follow us on Twitter. We're the Console Boys on Twitter, so hit us up, tweet us. Everything podcast-related, episode-wise, go to gamingconsolepod.com.
The Console Boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling. I'm feeling life.
Console Boys are out.